came up with Mabianda, they felt that was safe enough. Kamachas, he chill ben Ivin, so they found out that they leave the Pleziam in the Bayan of some of the Chaybo. Virotvachayan, Vinichni Solidar Pleziam, Vinichni Seyim Achayan, Doch Kuze Ze, Vihor Kuze Ze, Yesam Mashahogo Ivin. I think that one time there was a certain fire, maybe in Chicago, no? And then, so there were many casualties, not because of the fire, because they trampled, they started to push, so they trampled upon each other. And there were hundreds of casualties. I think it happened in Chicago.
Right, no? In the theater.
In the theater, in nightclub, I think it happened. So there was a fire, and then they became hysterical, panicky, and they started to push. So they trampled upon each other. So there were over a few hundred casualties. Not because of the fire, not because of the fumes, but because Doch Kuzeze. So a similar story occurred. Vaho Kuzeze, Yesem Mashahogo Evi, Beisi Shoi Skinu, Sheil Chizrim Min Kemon Vichuzai. So, Ashi says, Manichim Chizayim Bachaz Rosum Bissachitzin Shemei Tzenchus Lachemo, Yikirim Beidim Sheos Chutriya Vavot Vachay, nicht nur sei jetzt in der Kursein und war bei so wie doch gesessen. Oh, so, what is Gemara saying? That when they said, Kola jetzt in der Hatzel Chesel und came on, that means, Ligabi die Kursein. Then, der Rabnachem bei Yitzchor, koma Aloikash, kann she not zu Yitzchor in su Miseilo, kann she not zu Miseilo Mesatzmo. Kann she not zu Miseilo Mesatzmo. So in other words, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that Kwayit Lahatzil is the Arain Kanji of Yishlam Alpain Mamo Choruach has reference to the case, but only Alpain Mamo, not to the original place, has reference to the case where the Jews attained the Nitzoch. So then there is no fear of the going running after them and attacking them again because they attained. In Tzoch, Mashiach came, so then they only have a hair to walk 2,000 hamon, not more. Mashiach came, the Mishneh here in Erev, that from down on the base, says, Kla'yitz l'hatzel chesron came on, has reference to the case where Jews went out to rescue, but they did not have Tzoch. But they came back. So then, since they did not have Nitzoch, and the going, so the aggressors are in a position to run after them, so then they are allowed to go back to the original place, not to stop at 2,000 Tamos, so because there is a possibility. This is what the Gemara says. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok amar, lo kashe kan shenotzchu Yisroel Mizeilom, kan shenotzchu Mizeilom Esatzmo. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav Nochim, Shetzor Alay Yoris Yisroel, in Yetzin Alin Duh Rizayin Om Mechamus HaShabos. Tanya Nama Ocha Nochim, Shetzor Vamed Vamon, Shembo Aliski Momen, Avon Bo Aliski Nifoshe, Shetzin Alin Duh Rizayin Om Mechamus HaShabos. Uvir Asmuch Alisapo, Afil Ribo Aliski Nifoshe, Aliski Terem Bikash, Yetzin Alin Duh Rizayin Om Mechamus HaShabos. Actually, this Gemara is Gemara Mephoreshes, that to return the territories, the way, I mean, our friends are urging Israel to return, will involve the greatest sakone for the security of Israel, because, oh, let's say, Gaza and the West Bank, that's Mekini Sasmuch Nisapo, so that will escalate the insecurity of Israel many, many times. So it's from the point of view of security of Israel, they cannot return the territories, I mean, just like that, and let Israel be exposed on the border between the Arab states like this now. So there is the so-called occupied territories that intervene between the mainland of Israel and the Arab states. But if you return the Western Bank, and Gaza and Golan Heights, then there won't be any territory intervening between the mainland of Israel and the neighboring lands. So the danger and the insecurity of Israel will be multiplied many times. And this is what even Kissinger said, that it will be suicide to return, to do what Secretary Schultz advises the Israelites to do. So that's a Gemara in Sahasera, that to return indiscriminately, you know, the occupied territories, is the biggest sakone for the state of Israel, but it's not our way. Anyway, let's see the Rosh in Erev. Yeah, it's if you have the same word, it's daf. In this Gemara, it's daf kufi veis in the Rosh on the veis. Paragraph, hey. Pirik revi nishay tzir. Paragraph, hey. Kol ayei tzim lahatzil chizrim yukinu. Vatil tube, vamo trei shalpain yisurei. Omar av yudei, omar rab, chizrim yukinu yukinu. כי דיקטונה בראשינו עם הניחים פריזיינם בבייס הסומך לכם פעמך הסתירו בהם הידים ניחנסו ליטל פריזיינם וניחנסו הידים אחריהם מתוך כזה זה ואור כזה זה יש על מה שהורג בהם הידים ואיש אישו הסכימו שיחיצו לפריזיינם כמו אנחנו ניצר כלומר כאן שנוצרו ישראל אז הם יתכודים כאן שיתכודים ליצר סעצים because of the Nea, the Zmaram Rutenberzal, the Yurkes Kanach Treyu Kimke, Kerab Nachman, by Yitzchok, the Basoi, Uch Rab Yude, the Tanya Kabbos. So there is a Sefer, the Talmud of Gedoyim, an excellent Sefer, and in Erev, Gein Yaakov, he was one of the Talmudim of Gedoyim, Gein Yaakov. So the Gein Yaakov on Erev, he says, that the Pshat in the Rosh is, Yurkes Kanach Treyu Kimke, Kerab Nachman, by Yitzchok, die Basroi uch Rav Yehude die Tanya Kabosi. So that means, what does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok say? Rav Nachman, he said, they are two terutzi. Let's go back to the Gemara. One teretz is Rav Yehuda Marab. The Gemara is the Kashe. There is a stire between the Reish and the Sefer, or between the Mishnah here, the Sefer and the Mishnah here, and the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Yehuda Marab says, the teretz is that when the Mishnah says here, Chizrim came on, we can go back to the original place, it means that they can bring back the Klizayim. In other words, they shouldn't leave the Klizayim weapons on the road. But it doesn't mean that they can walk to the original place. But in Achname, they can bring back the weapons, they can carry the weapons because of the Sakonet, because of the Gomit. So the enemies might pick it up and they will use it against the Jews.
And the soldiers get nervous.
So they are allowed to carry it back. But they are allowed to walk back only 2,000 Tamo. Suppose at the end of 2,000 Tamo there is a secure house in which they can leave the weapons, so then they are not allowed to carry it farther than that. In other words, they are not allowed to leave the weapons on the road.
Insecure.
Yeah. But they are allowed to walk back only 2,000 Amo, and at the end of 2,000 Amo, they have to stop. And suppose there is a house in which they can stop and stay there for the duration of Shabbos, so they have to stop there. This is what Rav Yehuda Marab says. Then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Kam shenotzru Yisroel eseilom, kam shenotzru eseilom esatzmo. So in other words, that the Mishnah in Eretz has reference to the case of Notzru, in other words, that they attained a victory, the Goyim. I mean, the Jews did not attain a victory over the Goyim. So then there is more of a sakone. So they are allowed to be chizal and kemal, not to stop in the middle of the road, you know, at the end of 2000 tamo. And when the so then they are allowed to walk back to their homes. But in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that says that they can walk back only alpaim amur chavuach or not more. So that is reference to the case where the Israel attained the victory over the goyim. Some melee they're not allowed to go back. But so that means that in the case, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is saying that in the case where they attain a victory over the goyim, so they're not exposed to the possibility of another attack, because the Jews attained the mitzvah over the goyim. So then they are not allowed to walk back more than 2,000 tamos. But if they didn't attain the mitzvah over the goyim, then they are allowed and they are mechuyev to walk back home, because of the possibility that they might be met on the road, and then they'll be attacked again. So that means that the Gemara Yaakov says that the pshat in the Gemara is in the case where not so not only they are not allowed to walk back to the original place, and they have to stop at 2,000 hamo, but in that case, if not Yisroel, they're not even allowed to carry the weapons, because carrying the weapons is a nisar pitzoy. You see, walking is a question of chutzitchon. So then we say 2,000 tamo, they are allowed to walk anyway, because they are yetzir shutz. But more than 2,000 tamo, only in the case of not chul miseilam esatzi. But in the case of not chul miseilam, so the Gemara Yaakov says it's not only that they are not allowed to walk back to the original place, they are not allowed even to carry the weapons. They have to leave it on the road, because there is no sakon. That's why the Gemara Yaakov says. And that's the pshat in the Rosh. But however, the Bach and the Prisha, they say that in Siman Tov Zayin, so where that din is discussed in Shechono, in the two, the Bach and the Prisha, they say that insofar as carrying the weapons is concerned, so that heter applies under all circumstances. Even if the Israel attained the victory over the goyim, because of the possibility that if we don't let them carry the weapons back to a secure place, so then in the future when a similar attack will be made, and then it will not be not true, Yisroelus and Salem, they'll remember, this time they were told they have to leave the weapons on the road. They'll leave the weapons on the road then too. So maybe then there'll be sakone. So melee they are allowed to carry the weapons back to a safe place. And how far? So if they have a safe place, let's say within the 2,000 tamo, so that they have to leave it in that place. If they don't find a safe place within 2,000 tamo, so they're allowed to carry it as far as they'll find a safe place to leave their weapons. But even if not so, Yisroel Hashem Yisraelom, the Bach and the Prisha say they're allowed to carry the weapons. And from the from the Rabbi Inoson's Pirush on the Reef, it's much more like that. And the Miri Nerad, and this that says so explicitly. In other words, when do we make a distinction between Notzru Yisrael as Yisraelom and Notzru Yisraelom as Atzmon? That's in regard to the distance that they can walk back. So if it's Notzru Yisraelom as Atzmon, then they are allowed to walk back to the original place because of the possibility maybe the enemies will chase after them and they'll find them on the road and attack them again and they'll kill them. But if it's not Yisraelos and Yisraelom, so there is no immediate danger. Maybe they'll chase after them. I mean, they're all taken prisoners. I mean, they'll be killed, the enemies, the aggressors. So then they are only allowed to walk back 2,000 pounds, but not to the original plate, because there is no sarcone. But the weapons, they are allowed to carry back up to, until they find the safe house in which to keep them. Because Kedei Shalom Lach, Shimon Lossilach. That was the basis of Ramesha Feinstein's psak. So that's why he was Matir and Dakta. So Ramesha Feinstein, that it should be mentioned, because you hear from people and from doctors especially, Ramesha Feinstein was Matir, I can write back. Ramesha Feinstein was not Matir, write back. If it seemed possible to get a Gentile driver, then Ramesha Feinstein was Matir. But has he shown that Ramesha Feinstein was Matir in a case where he can get a Gentile driver? And even in the case, let's say, suppose the doctor drove his own car to the place, to the hospital, or to the place where the Chiddush of Sapon is, and then he prefers to drive back himself and not to engage a driver, because then he'll have a problem after Shabbos, how will he pick up the car? And in such a case, the Ramesha Feinstein does not know. Because I heard certain doctors in the country, you know, so they take advantage, but the Ramesha Feinstein mentions it in the tshuva, only if it's impossible to get a Gentile driver. And I think that usually it's always possible to get a Gentile driver. But if it's possible to get a Gentile driver, it's not matter, unless you can get. So then he's Matir Kedei Shalulach, Shimon Lossilach. So on that Shuge, so Rishon Zalman Nurabach is Chiluk. I have Rishon Zalman Nurabach is Chiluk. Anyway, in my opinion, it's Tolu in the Machlekes between Rishon Lachin and Rishon Zalman. But even according to Rishon Zalman, it's not so tough. It's not so fortunate because there is difference in the case of the social amateur. So then he felt that if he wouldn't eat on the bime, there will be a few Jews who innocently will be born in the second. Innocently. Not with one thing, but innocently. But here, no doctor will, no person will born in the second. Because innocently, because of the doctor not returning back. It's only because of the selfishness of the doctor. But Ramesha Feinstein is Matir, because unfortunately we have to take cognizance of the fact that Sreach Shodore and doctors like all other Jews are very selfish. It's not the doctors are more selfish than other Jews. So, so there is a story that a certain Maggid once delivered his Rosh. In the Maggidim, you know, the old days, they used to sing, you know. And he said, Menschi glichen gewohnt zu a Schneider. Men is compared to a tailor. A Schneider left in Stab, and a Mensch left in Stab. A tailor lives and dies, and the human being also dies. So, of course, I mean, doctors are selfish because doctors are compared to human beings. So human beings are selfish, so doctors are also selfish. So the Ramesha Feinstein gets an extension of the wonders of the Sozlanta. But it's an extension. But because doctors are selfish, unfortunately, so some more they are selfish, and if we tell them you can't drive back yourself under no circumstances, so then next time he will not go. So another person will be in Sakon. Has he shown my life? But it's quite an extension. Now, of course, the major conscience of Sark applies only to a case where he can't get an non-Jewish driver, and only if the doctor is not such a son. But let's say the major conscience wouldn't be mafia, Binyamin Sokol to drive back, and even if he did, Binyamin Sokol wouldn't comply with this son. So, but the major conscience Sark applies a regular doctor is not such a tzaddik, he's a Shema Shabbos, but he's selfish like the average Jew today is selfish, and to him the rest of the family is more important than the possibility of saving human life. Unfortunately, I mean, we see it too often, there's some such a case, it is considered a tzaddik. But in my opinion, that's the machlokes between Rav Yudah and Rav and Shmuel. And we must like Shmuel. So in other words, I think the psak by the social hunter was a sound psak. Not that I can be machlia, but I think that it was a very sound psak by the social hunter. The Misha Kaishin psak, well, is an extension of that is social hunter's wonders. But even the Misha Kaishin was not a matter in a case where it's possible to get a gentle driver. Now, I had a child said many times, I said, and I passed him that they should get a non-Jewish driver, but not divide themselves.
Get a taxi.
Well,
I'll take a taxi.
But one thing I do pass him, and there are some rabbonim who don't pass him that way, and I think it's a mitzvah to tell everybody, you know, sometimes when your husband has to take his wife, the hospital. So I tell them, if you can get an non-Jewish driver without any delay, you know, so then it's better in order to avoid problems, you know,
get the
to get the driver. But if he can't, or let's say he has to wait for the Gentile driver, for the driver to come, so then he can drive himself. So many are going past in this country that he should leave the motor on, and I pass him show. They should not leave the motor on, because I read newspapers of tragedies that occurred where a person parked the car that wasn't because of Yerush HaMayim, because he was in hurry, he had to take the patient to the hospital, and then he was in hurry, so he left the motor on, and then an irresponsible kid got into the car and started to drive, and he ran over people. I read it in the newspaper many times. So he's not allowed to leave the motor on.
It's against the law. Anyway.
If he can. Well, against the law, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because it's against the law. But because there is a Shoshel Chikab Sakon, if it's possible for him, without losing time, to turn off the motor Klachayat, he should turn off the motor Klachayat. But if it's impossible, so he should turn off the motor the regular way. Regulate so that there shouldn't be possibility for irresponsible kid to get into the car and start driving. But to drive back because his wife will be angry at him, only if he gets a gentle driver. I think that the such like a major, of course, he chose the greatness of the nation. He relied on he relied on his own opinion, I mean, he chose his greatness. But many Poskim, contemporary Poskim, did not go along with Ramesh's example. But even Ramesh was only Matya if it's impossible to get a Gentile writer. Or anyway, tomorrow there will be another ship.
Shir Nun Aleph in the Sech HaShabbos by the Rosh Hashiva. Ches Iyar HaTov Shemem Ches, April 25th, 1988, on Monday.
Usually Monday, you say I share with you with Goldberg.
Second Monday, I will discuss because if you don't know about his massive and the major times in Kazakh, on the basis of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. and the Mirabim, and but the fact is, of course it's a big chiddush, but that psak by Rav Moshe Feinstein is already mentioned by the Chassam Sefer in Irachai, Siman Reishim. The same kolet, but it's mentioned already by the Chassam Sefer. I don't know why. The same psak. Now, the kashe from Gemara Shana. On the surface appears to be a very strong assault. The Mishnah of the Shomer also. The Mora Neir mentioned that Mishnah that for Gimon of Beis and Rosh Shomer, Chotzer Beilo Hoysob Yerushalayim, or Beis Yazik Hoysob Mikres, or Mishom Koloedim Wisconsin, or Besdin Beitken Yisob Shom, or Sudis Daily Seis in Lehem, Bishvil Shi Yeregir Lode, or Mishom Koloedim, Hiskin Rav Gamliel Azokei, Shem Yehalchen Al Panim Hamulcho Ruach, Veloi Eilu Bilbaad Alav Chachoma Habol Yaleid, Veabol Hatzim Min Adleikir, Min Agayis, Min Anor, Min Apeles Harilu Kahan Shil Yir, Veyesh Lem Al Panim Lucho Ruach. So, the Morin Rosh Hashanah said, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, there was a certain chotzer at the extremities, the outskirts of Yerushalayim, that Bezdin was sitting there in order to accommodate Eidim, that the Eidim shouldn't have to walk more and be able to inform the Bezdin of the Ribbono. So then, and once the Eidim, so they were allowed to walk to Bezdin, because the Gemara says that Kiddush HaChidesh is Deicha Shabbos. Tzikros HaKosuf Me'adeyesh Me'adeyesh Adishem Shatikriu Afilu B'Shabbos. Afilu B'Shabbos. So it's Halacha that Tikkun HaMe'adeyesh is Deicha Shabbos. So it's Manshu Sabin Yishkayon. So it was Deicha Shabbos for every month, because they had to be Makrib called Musaf. So there was a Tikkun HaMe'adeyesh even Rish Chidesh, the Akrove of the Kav Musaf, is also called Tikkun Adis. But Lacha Chumdis Amidos, or what kind of a Tikkun Adis is there, except Nisan Tishrei, but the other months, there is no Tikkun Adis, it's not important. So Mele Lacha Chumdis Amidos, so they were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos only for Nisan Tishrei, but not for the other months, even though they used to go out for the other months also, and Kislev, Mechanike, I mean, Odea, and so on, but there is no Tikkun Adis. So only on Tishrei, but Bizman Shes Amish Kayom, so for all the months, it's also Tikkun Adis. Anyway, there is Exeris Akosu. The Tikkun Adis is Deicha Shabbos. Deicha Shabbos. Now, but here the Mishnah says that, so of course they were allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum, they were allowed to Mechal Shabbos too, in order to be able to come to Bezdin, so the Bezdin will be in a position to be Mekadesh as a Chidesh and to be Kedeya the Me'adis. But once they arrived in that chotzer in Yerushalayim, so originally they're not allowed even to move out. Lo yizozim shom kolayim. So Gabriel was misaken, that was a kule. a leniency. They can walk al kaima. So, and then it says, the loyelo do vadala chachoma aboli ale, the abola hatsumin at leke, umina gaius, umina no, umina apeles, harego kanshio yea, the yeshlem al kaima hoa. So it says, chachoma aboli ale, it's like a doctor, a midwife. So, midwife is allowed to go to home in order to deliver a baby. But if she already delivered a baby and she wants to walk back, so in the real misaking, she's allowed to go back 2,000 times, but not to the original place. According to the Mishpah Sak, some male, a midwife, just like a doctor, is Bekoach Nefesh, since she was allowed in the Chol Shabbos and Bloch of the Reise. In order to attend to the delivery of the baby, the Yildes is a Chilish Yildes HaKonek, so she should be allowed to go back also because she lived in Machshilon, Liosid Lobe, Los Lobe. So,
what does that mean? She get discouraged?
Because she become deterred.
So, she's discouraged.
That's right. I mean, so next time, when she has an opportunity to go to a woman who has to give birth to a baby, she'll be deterred. So the midwife will be deterred from going. So that's the heta of a Meshavai. That seems to be like a steer. Well, it's no steer at all. It's no steer at all. And we'll see from certain Hashem it's no steer at all. Because yesterday we mentioned the Moranirim. So then we went over yesterday the Mishneh in Neir that Mendalev on the base. Mishi also Bershus, the Omulay from Nase Mase, Yeshle Alpay Namu Chola, in Holy Sechatron Kilir, Kolayetil Hatzil Chitrin. So then Gimorah Sekashe, there is a stira between the Reish and the Saint. The Reish says Mishi also Bershus. And that includes everybody, Yitzel Hatzel also. With Yotzer Beshuz, so Rashi says, Kim Rivas Achideh, Shul Hatzel Nagayez, Umenano, Chachom Abo El Yalit. So it includes Yitzel Hatzel too. And then, so it's only allowed to go back how much?
To the
Paimamo, not to the original place. Suppose the Yitzel Beshuz walked 10,000 Abo, 20,000 Abo. So he's only allowed to walk back 2,000 amos and then stop in the middle of the road. But the Sefer says, Chizrim came on, so it is still. So you know that Kashi that we made. Chayit l'hazer Chizrim came on, v'afilu tube, v'amret reishe alpayim amos v'suloi. Omar Rav Yudeh, Omar Rav, so it's still between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish says, Yeitzi Bershus, he's only allowed to go back 2,000 tamo, not more. And the Sefer says, Hayetel Hatzil can go back to the original place. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Shechitzrim Bichli Zayin came. In other words, when the Sefer says, Kol Hayetel Hatzil Chitzrim came on, he doesn't mean Chitzrim came on. He can walk back all the way, 10,000 tamo, 20,000 tamo, all the way, no. They are only allowed to walk back 2,000 tamo. And then, at the end of 2,000 tamo, so they have to stop. But if they have weapons, so then they are allowed to carry the weapons on the way back until they find a secure place where they can leave the weapons. If they find a house that is secure and protected at the end of 2,000 amo, so then they have to stop there and leave the weapons there, and they themselves have to stay there. If, let's say, at the end of 2,000 amo, there is no secure house in which they can leave the weapons, they can continue walking and carry the weapons, because that's Pikuach Nefesh, they'll leave the weapons on the road, so then the city of Israel will pick it up, and then they'll kill Jews with it. So in other words, so there is a special heter to carry the weapons. And of course, to carry the weapons, so that means even a Rishus Arabi, Pikuach Nefesh. And how far can they carry the weapons? As far as it is necessary. As far as it is necessary. But if they find a place within the 2,000 amo, is it where they can leave the weapon, so they have to leave it there. They have no head of Pikuach Nefesh. But as far as walking back is concerned, so there is only a head there of 2,000 amo. And when the Sefer says Chizul came on, it doesn't mean they have a head there under all circumstances to walk back to the original place, no matter what. They have him head there to carry the Chizul until they can leave it in a secure place where it's inaccessible to the sun, to the saints. That's what Gemara says. My pushe. So Omar's first thing Gemara says, Vafilu tuve, Raitz, Latzvet, Mkimo, Vafilu tuve, Vahamatrei, Shalpaim, Amo, Visoloi, Omar Abiyo, Marab, Shechizot, Vazayon, Mkimo. Loi teina, Vafilu tuve, so Rashi says, Loi shor al alpaim, Vos lashmiron, Vichitzrin, Vizayon, Vlamdunon, Kitten di Nase, Maise, Yashliach, Vizayon, Alem, Vilichau, Shabbat, Bechazoson, Why not? After all, they already fulfilled the purpose. But let them drop on the road. They can forest time because of the mice that happened when the Jews left the weapons in the chaim or outside the city. So then the son found out about it, and then they picked it up, and then they tried to come into the city. So then there was a panic among the Jews in the city, so they started to push themselves, so then many more Jews were killed because of the pushing than from the attack by the same Israel. So in other words, there is always, we have to anticipate such possibility, what same Israel can do. So, there's the heter.
they get dirty. Right.
So the Gemara said, so then the Gemara is a kashe, umaykushe. What kind of a kashi is it? Dilmal Hasid Shana, maybe there is a special license to go back to the original place. If anybody was Yotzal Hasid, because in other words, in view of the fact that the Isaf Chumim is only the Rabbanon, and it's a Machlekes, whether the Isaf Chumim between Rabbi Yis and Rabbi Yis, whether the Isaf Chumim is the Raisa or the Isaf Chumim is the Rabbanon, the question is, what does it mean? The Torah says, "Al Yitzi Ishkin Kenim." So the Machlek is Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yitzi. So one Tana says that Rabbi Akiva says that the Isa Tchum is the right Al Yitzi. There is no of course skill, but there is a lot. There is Malkus for being Yitzi of the Tchum Al Yitzi Ishkin Kenim. And the other Tana says, "No, Al Yitzi means Al Yitzi that the Isa Ritzoy." But Tchumim is only the Rabbanon. We passing that Tchumim is only the Rabbanon, except that the Rambam passing that the Yidveiz Mil is the Raisa. Yidveiz Mil is the Raisa. But less than Yidveiz Mil, Alpayim Amo is only the Rabbanon. So Mele we could say, since it's only involved in Isa the Rabbanon, so Mele when the Mishnah says in the Sefer, Kolayetzin Lahatzil Chizun Demon, that it's a general license to go back to the original place. Chachon Romatia. But to whom did they grant this license? Somebody was Yitzi Lahatia. But not everyone was Yitzi Bershus. Some Mele, when the Mishnah says in the Reishet, Mishi Yotzi Bershus, the Omole, for Masse, Yeshli Alpayim Amo Lichohuach, he doesn't have a reference to every Eitzbefus, only to someone like Deus Apidish Achidish. So, it's also Eitzbefus because Me'ada Yishem Asher Tichwa Yisom. So, Afilu B'Shabbes. But it's not Yitzhak Hatzil. So, such a person, the Chachomim gave a license only to go back, to walk back 2,000 Amo, but not to the original place. Mashenkin, somebody who was Yitzhak Hatzil, so the Chachomim gave a license to walk back to the original place, because since it's only the Rabbanon, so what's the Kashi? So the Gemara says, "My question, Bimul Hazal Shana, Eloi Kashi Hokash." Say Nachman, there is no Kashi from the Reisha to the Seif, because we could say the Seif has reference only to Yitzhak Hatzel, and the Reisha has reference to someone with Yitzhak Hatzel, but not Yitzhak Hatzel, like Eves Kiddush Achidesh, not a Chachomo Habol Yahweh, you see, but not Lahatzim Nagayas. But the Kashi is the stira, the apparent stira between the Mishnah here and Meiradin and the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Eloi Kashi, Ho Kashi. Itnam bo Rishen lo yuzos e Mishom Kalayim Kulei. Hiskin Rav Gamul Azok, Nishir Yish Lama Alpai Namo Lechol Ruah. Bilo Yehilo Bilo Vada Mo, Elo Apilo Chachoma Abo Liyalei. The Abola Hatzel min Agayis min Ano or min Apeles or min Adleike Harein Kan Shil Yir V'yesh Lehem Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach V'yisuloi. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that everyone who has Rishus to walk Chutzli Trum, whether it is Eides of Kiddush HaChidesh or it's Chachom Abol Yalei Abol Hatzil, Nagayas, Nanom, Napeles, Napleke, Harein Kansha Yir. So suppose he fulfilled the purpose and then he wants to go back. So there is a special dispensation, a special kule that was granted to them, including the one who is Bola Hatzil, to walk back 2,000 Amos, not more. And Haydi Ishlam Pamel Chawach, Bisuloi. But here the Mishnah says, Hakol Ayetzin Lahatzil Chetzlun Kemon Afilu Tubet, the original place. So there is a broader license, not just 2,000 Amo, but a broader license. So there is a sphere between the Mishnah in Erevim and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So then comes the Teret. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shechezrin B'chol Zayin Kemon. In other words, there is only a license to everyone who is eating the shoes, including someone who is eating Hatzil, only to walk back 2,000 Amo, but not to walk back to the original place. But when it says Chezron Kemon, it means that if it is necessary to find a house that is secure and inaccessible to the son of Israel to take the weapons, so then they can carry Ibn Rishis Arabi as far as they can leave it in a secure place. But there is no general license to walk back to the original place. Of course, if they can't find a place where they can stop at the end of 2,000 Amo, and they are afraid maybe there will be attacks, of course it goes without saying that they are allowed to walk more. But this is not what the Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah only mentions there is and a general license to walk back 2,000 Amo under all circumstances. And the Sefer says there is a heter to carry back the weapons. Until where? Until they can leave it in a safe place. If it is within 2,000 Amo, they have to leave it within 2,000 Amo. If it's within 1,000 Amo, they have to leave it within 1,000 Amo. But a heter to walk back to the original place is not granted to anyone. Alright, that's what the Gemara says so far. Then the Gemara says, Vamrat Kalayis Ratlachidum came on after it today. So there is a stira between the Mishnah here and Erev and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, on Rav Yudah Marav, Shechezah Nechol Zayinun came on, Yitanya, Torishenu, Hoyim Anichin Kloi Zayinun, Yibayis Asom Kuchemo, Parmacha Sikiru Behem Reitkin, Verotfachen, and Benichnis Olitloi, Lito Kloi Zayinun, Benichnis Olitim Achayem, Doch Buzeze, Behov Buzeze, Yeisa Mashahor Waivim, Beise Sholi Iskinu Shir Chezah Nechim on Kloi Zayinun. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, loikash, kam shenitzruim. So one teretz is as far as the stira between the Mishnah. General license to walk back, but a heter to carry back. I carry back how far until they can leave it in a safe way. That's the first step. Then Nachman bar Yitzchok amar loikash. Kan shenotzru Yisroel esu meseilom, kan shenotzru meseilom esatzru. In other words, that Enochan the Mishnah that says Kolayitzel Hatzil Chizrim came on implies not only a heter to carry back the arms and weapons, but it implies also a heter to go back to the original place, But even if it's more than 2,000 pounds, but the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says they are only allowed to walk back. Even Yetzir Hatzil, 2,000 Amor, the answer is Mishnah Rosh Hashanah as reference to one who is Yetzir Hatzil. And then he attained the Nitzochon over the Son of Yisrael. So then there is no Sakone for him to walk back and remain in the middle of the road, because the Son of Yisrael was defeated. So there is no Sakone. So the Mele, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that they can walk back 2,000 Amor, and then what happens at the end of the month? They stop. So we'll stay on the road. We'll stay on the road, and there is no Sakone. But the Mishnah that says Kolayetzim Lahatzel Chizrim came on, that means they can walk all the way back, even to the original place, so it's reference to the case where the Yitzhak Hatzir, but in the Salem, attained the Nitzachon over themselves. In other words, let's say they settled and they had to give in and they had the settlement, but they only say the sin is soil and not defeated. So then they are allowed to walk back because there is a sakone for them to remain on the road since they weren't defeated, so they might decide to attack them again, even though they made peace with them. So they might decide to attack them again. I mean, that's something that is a very normal procedure, I mean, to give a stab in the back after making peace. So melee, so they are allowed to walk back, they're allowed to walk back to the original place. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is saying that there is a difference between the case where not for the scholars from Salem, so then they are only allowed to walk back 2,000 amor, that's right. They are allowed to walk back only 2,000 amor and not through the Salem, the Satzmon. So then they are allowed to walk back to the original place. That's in regard to walk, how far he can walk back. So that the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok spells it out, that they are allowed to walk back to the original place only in the case where it's not through Mishaelon as Atzmon, but it's not through Yisroel as Mishaelon, then they're not allowed to walk back to the original place but only 2,000 times. How about the Kliziyon, carrying the Kliziyon? So does that also depend whether it's not through Yisroel as Mishaelon or it's not through Mishaelon as Atzmon? So the Ginyakon Banera, a very important sefer on here. So he says that the pshat in Gemara is that in the case of not for Yisroel as in Salem, so then not only are they allowed to go back to the original place and they have to stop at the end of the Tama, they're not allowed to carry the Zion, period, because there is no Pekuach Nefesh. That's what the Ginyak. But the Bach and the Prishe say the contrary. They say that all that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Kanshenot Yisroel Salem, Kanshenot Yisroel Satzmon, that's in regard to the distance that one can walk back. So in the case of not Yisroel Salem, then there is no sakone in stopping down the road after 2000. There's no sakone. But as far as carrying the arms, so even in the case of not so Yisroel as Atzmon, they are allowed to carry even a Rishis Arabi, the arms and weapons up to a safe place. Of course, if they can find, let's say, 500 amor away from the place, a safe place, so beyond the shadow of a doubt, there won't be any sakone. So then, they are not allowed to carry it back. But if they can't find a safe place, and they say the Bach and the Frisch say even. They are allowed as far as carrying the arms is concerned. In other words, if they have arms. So even if Yisroel is not Tzchus Atzmon, so they are allowed to carry the arms and weapons. But what kind of Pekuach Nefesh is it? The answer is no. Because Shalit Yachshilon was it loving. Because suppose they are told, you're not allowed to carry the weapons. Where do you leave it? in that place. After all, you attained the Nitzachon over the Mitzvah. So there is no Sakone now. The same Shabbos, there is no Sakone. But you leave the arms and weapons there on the road, or even in a house that is not protected. So, let's say a few months later, some of the same soil might find the weapons, and then they'll have many weapons, and they'll make a new attack. So again, there is Pikuach Nefesh. So even if not through Yisroel as of Yisraelom, so what? So if not through Yisroel as of Yisraelom, so then there is no immediate Sakon. So in other words, so the Mele, they have no heter to walk beyond 2,000 pounds. Because what could happen? The Goyim will attack them. How would they attack them? They already received the defeat. They will not attack them. But to leave the weapons, so true, today they will not pick it up. But maybe half a year later, they'll find it, and maybe somebody will find it. They will not be in a position to attack them, and they'll put them away, and then half a year later, they'll have weapons with which to attack the Jews. So there is always the government. That's
what
the Bach says.
So let it be mutter, even Kishanatsku, Yisroel Umas Oilon, to go back all the way too. So
no,
it should be a mixel next time.
But yes.
So it shouldn't be a mixel next time. Because that's at another time where it will be Natsku Umas Yisroel Umas Atman. So then they won't.
If they don't carry back the weapons, some melee, there is a possibility that they will pick up the weapons.
But it's not a Sakon.
And then they'll use it against the Jews. But as far as not walking back to the original place, so there is no Sakon.
There's no Sakon in that?
Because there is no immediate Sakon. They already were defeated. They will be afraid to make a new attack. So, but let's say a month later, 2 months later, half a year later. So they might find the weapons, and then they will use it. So the Mele, there is Sakon Nefesh. There is Sakon Nefesh. Now let's see the Loshin. So we pass like the Bach and the Prisha, and the Mishnah Berurah mentions it, what the Bach and the Prisha say. Not the Ginyan. We don't pass like the Ginyan. But not in Machayim the same day, the Sachaya, because even though it's had this whole people, but they just received the Mapole, so it's inconceivable that they will attack again. But today, with the hatred of the Arab nations, so even in this case, it's shy. But that's an unusual situation. In normal times, it was not shy. So there wasn't even a social chenka pekach nefesh. But if they will leave the Kuzayim, Yeshirei, so maybe the son will find it and will store it away, and then they'll wait some time, and then they'll attack and they'll have place iron with which to kill Jews. Says that from the Rosh Rambam it's mashma and the Yaakov, but I don't know whether it's mashma from the Rambam like the Yaakov. Now let's see the Rosh Rambam. No, heavier.
Then they can't also.
Right, so that's why he's another city.
That's what?
Perik of Zayin or Shabbos Halach in Zayin. Hoyo Yeitzi Vashus. The Omboleh is Hoyle Abiderach Kvon, the Hoyle Abiderach Kvon, Asis HaMitzvah, Shei Yotos of Asis, Yeish Lim in Kenya Alpayim Hamlo Chova. Let's say, he was going to form, I mean, to look at the moon and then to come back. And then somebody met him, we said, well, other Edim already came and Bezdin was already becoming Zachelet. He had no reason to go.
You're unemployed.
So he says, Yeshlem Mukini Alpayim Amor Chowa. Bimoyo Mitzat Chum Shiotman Vashush Mugu Bizech Alpayim Amor Sheishlem Mukini. Harif Chidam Mukini Ochlu Liyot. Yechlayetin Lahatsan Koshis Shoyim Yadichom Mazores in the Nor, Pilis. Yeshlem Alpayim Amor Chowa. Mimokim Shiturbe. Bimoyso Yadichom Mazores Kipo. Vohoyu Nipachadim Lishbi Bimokim Shiturbe. הרי חזרים בשבס לקיימון ובכלי זיין ובכלי זיין so if he's on the air back he's in Dayek from this Russian Rambam the Rambam Shite is like the Giyak
like
the Giyak he
says why
if he's on the air back he's in Dayek so the Giyak says that even the carrying of the arms is only muter if it is Yadid Chodim Tkif, but if the Mitzchol Yisroel is only Seilom, then not only he's not allowed to walk more than 2,000 Samo, he's not even allowed to carry. He's not even allowed to carry. And because the Rosh Rambam, he says, in Huysa Yadid Chodim Mazol Tkif or Bonim Chodim, Lili Mokhitzil, Hare Ilu Chitzlin B'Shabes, Ilim Kimon, Ilim Chlei Zayin. Ubichlei Zayin. So he says, Ubichlei Zayin only Yadid Chob Mazor is Kif. In the Quran, if that had been the only Lashon HaRambam, so he could be died. But there is another Lashon HaRambam. The other Lashon HaRambam is the beginning of Pilchas Shabbos.
What's our Gemara talking about? Is our Gemara talking about where we beat the guards, they beat the guards?
That's what the Gemara says, I just explained it.
One second,
please, let me finish it, please. Mm-hmm. So he says, Perek Beis Milcha Shabbos Halacha Chavim, Edi Gechavim Umazori Shetzor Layos Yisrael, אם בואו על הסכימונים נחלו על השבס וניצים ומאי מוחם ובעיר הסמוך על יספו אפילו לבואו על הסכים תבן וקש ייצים עליהם בחוזיין ומחלו על השבס ובכל מופן אם בואו על הסכים פושס וישאור חומו חומו ישצור סתם ייצים עליהם בחוזיין ומחלו על השבס ומצווה על כל ישראל שיחיל לובי ולוציס ולעזר לאחרים שבמוציר ולהציל מיד לכל מזון בשבס ועושה להם מזמני ומצוי שבס וכשיציל את החיים מותר להם לעזר בחוזיים שלהם ומקימו בשבס כי יש להחשים לו סלובי and he doesn't limit it only if you had a become given. So even if not Shuli Soyosum Seira, so it's Mutal and Laudan Hussein Shalem Timon Bishabes Kiddi Shalil Akshil was Lobby. And the reason is because Akshil was Lobby. So Shalakshil was Lobby is some Mele that is Shayach even not Shuli Soyosum Seira. Not Soyosum Seira. So then there is a spirit between the Rambam in Perek Beis Luchas Shabbos and the Rambam in Perek Chof Zayin Luchas Shabbos Halach Yud Zayin. So obviously we have to say that when the Rambam says in Perek Chof Zayin Luchas Shabbos Halach Yud Zayin V'chulayin Tzimahat Ofer Yishuna Yikum Azul Anor V'napir Eshish Rappayin Ham Luchorua Mimokim Sheitzir Be V'yim Hoyso Yad V'chobim Mazol Yitzkipo V'y So he mentions that the Chovim has always people that we came on, that they are allowed to walk back to the original place. In other words, even if they can find this very secure place, not their house, a very secure place in which to leave the weapons, sometimes their own private house is not the safest place to store the that we know today. I mean, so there might be at the end of 2000 Tamil, a very secure place,
an arsenal
with which you have shumbling soldiers and everything, and in their own house, it's not the same. So they, still they are allowed to go back to the original place, especially at, but as far as carrying the Kleisainen up to a safe place is concerned, so that applies all cases, as the Rambam doesn't limit it in Kerek Beis Luchas Shabbos. And he says, Kilesha is Tachshilon Losid Lovei, because if you, they're not allowed to carry it back, what will happen? A half a year later, and they'll be attacked, and then
they'll be discouraged.
That's right. So it's a mele. So there is no deal from the Rambam, because from the Rosh, if that Rambam in Perek of Zion had been the only Rambam, all right. But there is another Rosh Rambam, and you see the Rosh of the Mechaber is also similar to Rosh Rambam in Siman of Zion, so you could also mean a diet from the Lashon of the Mechaber. It's similar. No, but this is there.
It's right underneath the Rambam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he says, it's mamish like Lashon of the Rambam. Siv Gimel, Siman of Zion, Siv Gimel. Mutter Larse of the Chlizainen, die Isauka Chlizainen, je Schmire, she, Shemo hier before Evi Machreye, Kimivuya Bishas. Kimivuya Bishas. In other words, that it means, so let's say, suppose their house is within 2000 pounds. Their own house is within 2000 pounds. So then, they are allowed to carry it to their house. So then they are not afraid lest the Kleisainen will be taken away. But if, how about carrying notes to Bach Nefesh? So, because in the future, every year later, they might use their weapons and attack them. They'll have good weapons to attack the Jews. So, the Loshen of the Mechaber is Mamesh like Loshen of Mamesh Kapi, verbatim. And still the Mishnah Berurah explained it to it. And this is how the Bach and the Orav explained. So why is the Rambam Rosh Rambam different?
What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? That you're allowed to take it back because you're afraid if you leave it there, even though right now they're going are not around, but they might come at a later time and take these
weapons. Later time, every year later.
But that's called the Chashasha Rechayko Be'etzen. So it's a real Pikuch Nefesh.
But
the way I understood the Bach from the Rashi was that even though there's no real Chashash now, it was just that if they make him, it's just that at a later time, people are going to be Madam Milsa and Milsa, and they're not going to take back the weapons, and that's what will come.
Misha Feinstein explained it that way. But
saying that's important for a Misha.
Yeah. Misha Feinstein explained it that
way. But the way, saying the way the Misha Bura says it, over, not the same way.
Misha Bura doesn't say it that way.
So it's not, wouldn't be done into a Misha
case.
Not
because they'll be deterred, but for Misha Feinstein.
Right.
That's because they'll be deterred.
Both are true.
Yeah, I'm saying it won't, but the way the Misha Bura learns it wouldn't be right for a Misha case.
What Misha Bura says is no right to the Misha Feinstein
side. That's right.
But both are true. I mean, first of all, there is a Chashar Chaykin, maybe the Goyim will use these weapons. And then there is another Chashar Chaykin, because if they cannot bring back the weapons, I told them, are so proud, you know, they
got money too.
Rich people, and then you tell them you can't bring back. So they'll feel discouraged. It's human nature. So then, when Chas V'Sholem, next time there is an attack,
They
will not be so readily disposed to go out and to defend their brothers. It's a bold country, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But that's the way the Ramesh Haim says. But both are true. I mean, one does. There are two possibilities. There are two possibilities. But the Ramesh Haim explains it. That's not the way the Mishnah Berurah explains. All right, you know how. Anyway. Now, as far as the Kashi, right, it's Zalman Erbach, but we see it's a Mishnah in the Reshes. It's a Mishnah in the Reshes that
you're allowed,
that you are allowed only to walk back 2,000 Amor, even Hayitzel Atzil, Chachomo, Abol, Yahweh. So, you're not allowed to walk back to original place, even though it only involves the Mishnah Rabbanon, but Menashech, why don't we apply this story of Machshir Losev Lover? If you don't allow them to walk back to the original place, so then next time, when there is such an emergency of delivering the baby, they won't be ready, you know, to go out and to exert the Tirchem, because it involves so much, inconvenience. So the answer is, that depends upon the Teva of the other. But Misha Feinstein wouldn't be matir like the Sokol to drive back the car. Because like the Sokol will not be deterred back by the fact that he has to stay a few days on the south side. And will not be deterred back even by the fact that they'll have to walk 8 hours to walk back home. So walk 8 hours back, and next time you'll do it again. But, you know, not everybody is like that. It's on the melee. That's human nature. So, that depends upon the tenor of the order. So, the fact is, the doctors today, unfortunately, are not the biggest tzaddikim. They're not Baruch HaSetim. They're not bitter, and if they can't rise back, so next time they won't go, that's all. So melee it is. So it's selfishness, all right, call it whatever you want, selfish, but it's human nature. So melee, Bisman Chazal, or not only Man Chazal, I mean, throughout the ages, I mean, until this time, when people were not so selfish, and people were not motivated. Well, my wife will be upset and this and that. So then, there was no Machshir Losev Lovei. But the Machshir Losev Lovei was only to the extent, but the Gemara mentions that the reason as to why they had a heter to walk back to 2000 Amor, Shdeisha Machshir Losev Lovei, because that was Bisman Chazal. If they wouldn't even be allowed to walk that distance that a regular person is allowed to walk, a regular person who lives in the city is allowed to walk outside his home 2,000 Amor, and they wouldn't be allowed to then to be machshavos loving, even the Jews, this man Chazal, because it will be serving. In other words, why am I worse off than if I had been at home? If I had been at home, I would be a free person. I would be able to go 2,000 tamar cholguach. Now that I did such a wonderful thing, and I walked so far, and I'm afraid of myself.
That's gratitude.
For a mitzvah, so I have to stay. I have to stay in the house all day. So we'll be discouraged. But if we allow him to walk 2,000 tamar, he will not be discouraged. But today, the situation is such that if we don't allow him to drive back, and he's inviting, a conflict with his wife, so then he'll be discouraged. So again, it's the Dachnet. For the same reason that we allow them to carry the Kwizayan, even in Rishi Sarabi, even Rishi Sarabi in Rabbi Yinosan, Rabbi says, even Rishi Sarabi, we allow them to carry the weapons. Why? Because if we don't allow them, so then they might be discouraged. And Rabbi Shapanshi mentioned the Pshat, not just the Choshe and Mishnevura mentioned. He mentions the Pshash of Lachshin Losin Lobe. But yes, so how is it that inside it's Lachshin Losin Lobe, we don't allow them to walk back to the original place? The answer is, the Jews, Bisman Chazal, not only Bisman Chazal, the Jews, I mean, throughout the ages, until today, so they wouldn't become discouraged if they can't walk back to the original place. But they would become discouraged if they have to stay on one spot the whole day. So then they are worse off than if they hadn't done this. That would disturb them. That would disturb Mashinki to have a heter, to walk more than a person in his home has a right to walk, wouldn't upset him and wouldn't discourage him. That's the plaintiff. Now let's see the lotion of Rabbi Yonosan and this Gemara and the Rif.
Also based on the said that people shouldn't be deterred of coming.
That's right. This is called the heart of faith when he came on. But through to me, the race you will be sure. So he spelled it out, because like this one could say maybe only Kabbalists, and not from Shabbat, so Rabbi Yonosan mentions him with Haram. The loyal Achnos in Shakonis, the Poshis of the book, in the Anichum Chut with Chum, or in the Chut Shulia with Zimokim, Shemim Alem, from Nase Maise, Shemay Abdisha Be'edim Be'ikhum, the Lord Be'elem Rinotzel Shetzeraya. So, Rabbi Yonosan doesn't mention, the Losit Lobby doesn't mention. He only mentions for the mission. That's good. Now let's see the Loshin of the Mir. You see, the fact that he doesn't mention the Lachshin Losin Lobe is no right, because there are two reasons. But as far as the reason of Lachshin Losin Lobe is concerned, suppose you know that the one who is Yetzir HaHatzir is a Tzadik Gamur, and he's not going to be deterred. See how tired he is after he say, you'll be deterred. It's ridiculous. So then there wouldn't be heter. There would be heter only if the person who is actually a selfish person. But if he's a tzaddik, if al chesed, will not be deterred by any hardships, and he doesn't expect any appreciation and so on, so then there wouldn't be heter. But even the Chofetz Chaim would be allowed to carry back the Kuzayim. Not because of Lachshon Ros Lodei, Shravim also mentions, because the Goyim might find it and then they'll do this other time. But the fact that he mentioned that reason doesn't mean that they reject the Lachshon Ros Lodei reason. But certain situations, if the one is Yitzhak Hatzel, is a Tzadik Gomel, who will not be deterred by any hardships that are involved in the Bar Mitzvah, some melee, then there wouldn't be a heta. So, but still there is a heta because of the possibility of the Nisayon picking it up. There is a tshuva in the Chassam Sefer. There is a tshuva in the Chassam Sefer, Sinan Reish Gimel, Reish Gimel, Er Chaim. So there the Chassam Sefer is Matir, if somebody went to a chayla, the doctor went to a chayla, and to go, I mean, of course, there was no text in there, but by, you know, a horse. So then, the Chassam Sefer is Matir to drive back to. Because if he will not be allowed to drive back, so the next time you did the Chassam Sefer, so the doctors were already, you know, selfish, you know. So melee, so he will be deterred from going again. So it's Gachnech. So Chassam Sefer mentions a riot that you have. The Chassam Sefer mentions a riot from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chot Aleph Amud Beis. בין שנראה בעליל, בין שלא נראה בעליל, נחלנו את השבת. Because the כלי הסמאדי נזדה חשבת, ליד עד ישב, אשר תפרס. So the Mishnah says whether the Ribbono was seen openly, you know, sometimes the Ribbono is seen, you know, just as a thin crescent, you know, when you go up on the top of the mountain. So these Eidim who persevered in going up, you know, to the top of the mountain, they were able to see it. But those who didn't go up to the peak of the mountain weren't able to see it. But sometimes the Ribbono is visible not as a thin crescent of light, but seen, you know,
by everybody.
So then you could say, why should the Eidim be Nechal Shabbos and walk with the Kun to Bezin, since a substantial part of the moon is seen by everybody, so no probability there are other Eidim who are closer to the King Bezin, who will be able to tell Bezin, so it's not necessary for them, so it shouldn't be Nechal Shabbos. One could argue that way. So, we should tell this, Bein Shemira Be'olil, Bein Shalom Yira Be'olil. Even Yira Be'olil is Nechamos HaShabbos. This is an account. That Yehi Sein Meir, Yira Be'olil is Nechamos HaShabbos. And this is Chedek. When is the Hetat Nechamos HaShabbos? When Shalom Yira Be'olil, so no probability, Deidim will not walk close to the moon. So then Bezim will not know. But if it's Yira Be'olil, if the moon is clearly visible to everybody, some male Bezin will be able to be clear there, Shredesh. Anyway, without these two particular Eidim walking Chosutrum, so there is no head of Mechosha. That's what it is. My Seisho, of Ruyitse Mahon Zu, the Ikvom Rabaki de Blut. So there's a Maise, two pairs, 40 pairs of witnesses, you know. They saw the moon, and they all passed through Lut, and they were on the way, you know, to I don't know where was the place of Adel that time. Yavne, I mean, wasn't in Yerushalayim there. Rabbi Akiva, big from Rabbi Akiva the Lut. Big was not wait. He didn't want them to go on Shabbos, Chutzutrum, because it was since. It was near the oil, I mean, so the Bezin would be able to be the Kaddish Chodoshim anyway, without these 40 pairs. There were 40 pairs here in Wood, and there were probably about 100 pairs of Eidim in other places. So it wasn't indispensable for the Kriya Samaradis for these 40 pairs of Eidim to walk to Bezin. They Sholach Leiram Gamriel. In the Akif, so Rabbi Gamliel rebuked Rabbi Akiva. Sholach Gamliel in the Akif Atas Arabim, Nitzis Machshim Lasulam. Here the Mishnah mentions Machshim Lasulam. So it's true. Rabbi Yinoson does not mention Machshim Lasulam. But here the Mishnah mentions Machshim Lasulam. But it's not in connection with Tachnefesh, it's in connection with Kirish Achilish. So, what means Rasulullah? That's what it means. In other words, if, let's say, they will not go, so then next month, when you have, but next month, I mean, what? Next month, I mean, Lachachum is Hamidosh, so not every Yes Livone is there Shabbos, only Nisi Tishre, but next time, when they have to go, so they will not be so joyous, you know, in walking and climbing up on the high mountains, because they know they'll feel discouraged. Listen, they work so hard, and they walked up to the high mountains, and then somebody else, you know, will get a credit, he'll inform them. So it's Nitz Mashallah. Now, so Mele, they are allowed, so one could say, that is only a Mitzvah Rabbonon, because of Tchum. So we are mattered because of Mitzvah Shalom. But in Loche the Raise, because of the Mashiach Shalom, that not, how do you know? Now let's see the Rishayim here. Using of it. One second, please. Now let's see the more I'm going to show that Kopala. Very some of that. My says the first line. My says we eat some of our bones and we eat from Gabachi. Tanya Omar Abdule has to show him Chagabachi. Here the Mishnah says the Cholacha and Gamriel in Akibat is rather neat to Mahashil and was in love with a secret. So it appears that Gabachi was the one who detained them, who didn't let them walk farther to bed. So Rabbi says, Chas Yisholem Shabbatini Elashazba, Reisha shall get the name of the person, Kachshme. Reisha shall get there, he was probably like the mayor of a certain village. Reisha shall get there, Ikon. Yisholacham Gamriel, we are doing the loss. Chas Yisholem the Shabbatini. Chas Yisholem the Shabbatini. Should be Maki. So the question is, that's the case. Now,
what's the
one second, please. Now, the Gemara doesn't.